Okay, in year six at Michael Faraday School, and students have just started, after half term, looking at a new book. And it's kind of been building upon a previous author and theme we've been looking at. So it's early days, but a couple of students have got a lot to say about this, and they've got some great work to share. So ladies first, madam, your name?
Renee.
Renee and young man?
Kier.
So Renee and Kier. So Renee, remind us please, before half term, what was the book that we've just finished reading?
We finished a book called The Boy in the Girl's Bathroom.
Yeah, a Michael Faraday favourite, and the author was, please remind us?
Louis Sachar.
We were saying earlier on, we're not quite sure, Sachar, and we thought Sachar, it sounds good. And so Kier, now, after the break, we've started not yet to read the book, but thinking about a new Louis Sachar piece of writing, and what's this one called?
It's called Holes.
And what have we done so far? We've been watching...
Yeah, we've been watching parts of the film, and I've finished my my newspaper report.
Yeah, which we'll come on to, yeah. Maybe. Maybe, and Renee, if you'd like to perhaps just give us, not too much away, but the film itself, what happens, or in the story, what's the story about?
It's about a boy that just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was not framed, but he was caught running along the street with a pair of trainers that he had found, but he didn't know that the same trainers were stolen from a charity shop close by, so the police thought it was him that stole them.
And again, we want to maybe not give too many spoilers, but Kier, so this boy, where does he end up having to go?
He has to go to Camp Greenlake, which is a juvenile detention centre.
Yes, so it seems like quite a serious book, and this is fairly hard, I don't know, can you recognise... Are there any similarities in the way that Louis Sachar has been writing Holes and also writing There's a Boy in a Girl's Bathroom? Could you look at that text and think that's been written by the same author?
Well, I don't really know a lot.
Renee, perhaps, have you got any thoughts on the sort of style of the writing? Does he kind of write in a very old-fashioned style, or is it quite modern?
He writes quite modern, and like the last book was about a boy who was like really kind of out of control and like rude and a bully. But this one, it's a boy, but he's actually a nice boy.
So there's kind of a few similar themes. That's explained very well, Renee, thank you. Before we kind of share some work, so I'll just ask Kier, we've been writing some work now in the style of a newspaper report. How would you define or describe that? How is that different, say, to writing poetry?
Because basically a newspaper report is real life, it's non-fiction. To poetry, it's like from your imagination, like anything you could think of.
Yeah, wonderful, brilliant, exactly right. So Kier and Ray and Renee are going to share a little bit of their newspaper reports about Louis Sachar's Hole. We're a bit short on time, we'll see how we get on, so perhaps Kier, if you want to read yours first.
Juvenile stunt gone wrong. Last week, Stanley Yelnats IV was accused of theft. A pair of trainers belonging to Sweet Feet, a baseball player, was stolen from a homeless shelter, and Yelnats was found running with the trainers in his possession. An eyewitness report, I was coming out of the shop when I saw a child carrying some trainers and police cars next to him. I was disgusted when I heard what he did. Officers searched the suspect's house and we asked what the officers saw. They replied, he might have taken them for his father because his father's looking for a cure for foot odour. But on the other hand, we found posters of Sweet Feet all around his room. The culprit reports, they fell out of the sky.
Wonderful. All factual stuff. Things as it happened. That's been brilliant, Kier. Thank you. And we shall hear Renee's newspaper report.
Last Friday, a selfish lawbreaker was caught sprinting down Forks Avenue. When the cops approached him, they noticed that the young male was clutching something tightly. As they looked closer, their suspicions were confirmed. The boy, now named Stanley Yelnats, was holding the legendary Sweet Feet's famous trainers, X. It was then found out that the same trainers were stolen from a charity shop nearby.
Okay, so you've seen the film. Is it all the way to the end?
No,
we're not finished it. In the middle of it.
So that's kind of interesting. So
yeah.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I know how it ends. You're not quite sure yet. Maybe, Kier, do you think it's going to have a good ending?
Yeah, I think so. It's a bit funny at sometimes in the film. We laugh a lot at it, and some things are a bit weird sometimes.
Okay, we shall end there because we're out of time. That's been brilliant. So Kier and Renee from Year 6, thank you.
Bye.
Right, bye-bye.